From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a government team travels to the Middle East to investigate an explosion and subsequent fire aboard a South Korean-operated cargo ship anchored in the Strait of Hormuz. An appellate court reduces former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's prison term from 23 years to 15 years. And K-pop supergroup BTS visiting Mexico City as part of their tour is greeted by tens of thousands of Mexican fans at the National Palace. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. A government team has traveled to the Middle East to investigate an explosion and subsequent fire aboard a South Korean-operated cargo ship anchored in the Strait of Hormuz. The Oceans Ministry said three investigators from the Korea Maritime Safety Tribunal and four experts from the National Fire Agency landed in Dubai at around 4:20 a.m. Thursday local time. They'll start work once the vessel, the 38,000-ton HMM Namu, is towed to port. Rosine Bach has the details.
A tugboat has arrived in waters off the United Arab Emirates, where the HMM Namu is anchored, to assist in moving the damaged ship to a port in Dubai. The South Korean shipping firm HMM, which operates the Panamanian-flagged vessel, said preparations for the towing operation would start early Thursday local time. It could take a few hours to establish secure tow lines and conduct gear and safety checks, and up to 10 hours to tow the cargo ship some 70 kilometers to Dubai. HMM said there should be no problems towing the ship, which showed no signs of flooding or hull damage, and predicted that it would arrive by Friday morning, if not earlier. Once the ship enters port, a full-scale investigation will begin to determine what caused the explosion and the fire. The special seven-member government team already in Dubai will work with HMM's own investigators to review recorded video data captured by the surveillance system on the ship, examine the engine room that caught fire, and speak with crew members. The disabled Namu will also have to undergo repairs at an area shipyard before it can return to sea. There are four other HMM vessels stranded in the Persian Gulf due to Iran's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a response to ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. Other ships that were near the Namu when the explosion occurred earlier this week have moved to waters near Qatar. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Speaking to reporters at the White House on Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran has agreed that it cannot have nuclear weapons.
They want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours, and it's very possible that we'll make a deal. Yeah, please.
His remarks came amid media reports suggesting that Washington and Tehran are negotiating a one-page memorandum of understanding to end the war. In a phone interview with PBS News earlier, the U.S. president said it was possible for the negotiations to be concluded before his planned visit to China for summit talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on May 14th and 15th. An appellate court has reduced former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's prison term from 23 years to 15 years while maintaining the lower court's guilty verdicts for insurrection and other offenses for abetting and failing to prevent former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law action in late 2024. The Seoul High Court handed down the 15-year sentence on Thursday but upheld Han's conviction on most of the same charges. Defining the December 3rd martial law attempt as an insurrection, the court said the former prime minister played an active part in it by proposing that Yoon convene a cabinet meeting before issuing his decree. A bill that would have amended the Constitution to tighten conditions for declaring martial law and include the spirit of the May 18th Democratic uprising in the preamble has failed to pass Parliament as opposition lawmakers boycotted the vote. The bill was submitted to the parliamentary plenary session Thursday, but only 178 lawmakers took part in the vote, not enough to meet the required quorum of 191. Under parliamentary rules, no ballots are counted and the vote is nullified if the quorum is not met. Lawmakers from the main opposition People Power Party and the Minor Reform Party walked out of the chamber, voicing opposition to the changes pushed by the ruling bloc. Meanwhile, the presidential office expressed regret after the constitutional amendment bill failed to pass Parliament, with presidential spokesperson Kang Yoo-jung saying the amendment bill was a promise to the public.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The K-pop supergroup BTS is in Mexico City for a long-awaited concert tour, and the band has received a presidential welcome. A day ahead of their first show, the seven artists greeted tens of thousands of fans together with the President of Mexico. Pedro Yan has more.
Mexico, mucho picante!
As BTS appeared on the balcony of Mexico's Palacio Nacional, fans went wild. Standing next to Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, the BTS members greeted some 50,000 fans after their meeting at the palace Wednesday.
Did you miss us? We missed Mexico a lot. The energy here is incredible. Thank you for loving us so much. See you next time. Goodbye.
It's the band's first trip to Mexico in 9 years, and concerts are scheduled for Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Estadio GNP Seguros in Mexico City. Fans from across the country came to see the K-pop group.
We came from Monterrey to support BTS, and we're very excited to go to tomorrow's concert.
I have known BTS since I was 13 years old. I am 25 now, and I am extremely excited. I have been waiting for them for almost 10 years, so I am really, really excited.
Sheinbaum told the fans she'd already asked the South Korean boy band to come back next year. In a letter to South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in January, Sheinbaum asked for more BTS shows in Mexico after tickets to this week's concert sold out in less than an hour. BTS is on its Arirang World Tour, which runs through March 2027. Paejuan, KBS World Radio News.
More single people in South Korea have become positive about getting married and having children over the past 2 years. According to a report by the Presidential Committee on Aging Society and Population Policy released Thursday, 65.7% of some 2,800 single men and women surveyed in March expressed a positive view about marriage, up 9.8 percentage points from a year earlier. Among singles, 62.6% acknowledged the importance of having children, while 40.7% stated they were willing to become parents. These figures are up from 50% and 29.5% respectively from 2 years ago. Regarding work-family balance, dual-income households indicated they require a work environment that allows them to fully utilize childcare support systems and guarantees sufficient opportunities and time to access institutional services for improved childcare. Industry Minister Kim Jong-gwan says South Korea's first investment project in the United States under last year's trade agreement will likely be announced after a relevant South Korean law goes into effect in June. Speaking to reporters upon arriving in Washington on Wednesday, Kim said the Lee Jae-myung administration can discuss the specifics of the investment projects after the law on Seoul's $350 billion U.S. dollar investment takes force on June 18th. During his visit, Kim is scheduled to conduct preliminary consultations on Seoul's pledged investment with U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick and other officials, as well as hold talks on bilateral trade issues with members of the U.S. Congress. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.